Welcome to the podcast with Jesus Face, Pat, and Tiz.
And what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast.
What is that?
So with three friends separated by distance, connected by brotherhood, and having weekly conversations that you can join in on. And as always, I am one third of the partners. It's your boy Tiz, and I'm along with
the other third of the partners. Man, I flipped that all the fuck.
You flipped it all the fuck, all the fluck wrong. You flipped it the fuck wrong.
All the fuck wrong. All the fuck wrong, fluck, man.
Flubber.
I was like, I'm
1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33, 1/33,
Yeah, next is the dramatic pause on to the other third.
Was in his face.
In the place. He did that to make me feel better.
Yes.
Just make it a night of remixes. It's all good. It's all good. How y'all doing this week, fellas?
Can you work it? Did the bird bleed? Did the bird bleed? Did the bird bleed?
I guess that means good, y'all. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that was. Like I said, the flirting, the flirting, and the murking, murking, murking. All right. Pat, how you doing?
It's going to be one of them. It's going to be one of them. I'm telling you that, right?
One of them weeks.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm gonna comment on every goddamn thing.
It's gonna be one of them weeks like a mermaid in a swimming pool, y'all. It's gonna be real tough swimming. But we ain't gonna take it off.
Broken fin.
You said what? A broken chin.
With a broken fin.
What a broken fin. I mean that. Like the little dragon on How to Train a Dragon. Toothless. Yeah. But anyway, for all my parents, if you got small tail, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. But yeah, man, we about to get off
flying up in the clouds and shit.
Yes, yep. You already know what I'm talking about, yeah. But yeah, man, let's get off into the show tonight. This gonna be a wonky one. We have no idea where we're going with it, but as always, we're gonna start with some good shit. Let's start with the positive Black news, the cool shit that Black people are creating, experiencing, doing, getting, receiving, all of the above, just all the cool stuff that's happening to and for us. So let's get off into it. The first story comes to us tonight from the New England area, the Boston area. We got this company called Black Owned Boss that help Black businesses thrive and gain visibility. And this is coming to us from BNC.TV. Part of the organization's mission is to create opportunities to increase visibility through community building and leveraging new audiences. So basically, Black Owned Boss launched in March 2019 as a platform to highlight and uplift Black-owned businesses, places, and spaces in the state of Massachusetts. Jada Turner, the organization's founder, said she was inspired to create the group from her own experiences as a business owner. As a Boston native and entrepreneur myself, I was inspired to create Black-owned Boss as an opportunity for the visibility for other local Black-owned businesses in the greater Boston area, she said. I wanted to create a platform to further their network, to further their customers, to grow their customer base and diversify it. And just really change the way we are spending our money and how that money is allocated in different neighborhoods and communities in the greater Boston area. So the article goes on, you know, to basically give testimonies of several Black businesses in that area. From who you got, Q Made It, an entrepreneur, an apparel business by a brother named Quante Turner. Got help from this company. Aaron Spencer, looks like he's doing some type of agricultural thing, where he has like his own like almond butter and like organic foods company called A Butter. So yeah, man. So this is a Black woman out here, you know, helping other Black businesses, making it her business to help other Black businesses. So if you can look into Black Owned Boss, that's Black Owned BOS, period. So basically like an abbreviation for Boston, Black owned Boston. Miss Jada Turner out here, you know, uplifting her fellow man and making sure that she pull other people up as she rides, man. Salute to the queen.
Do your thing, big lady. Do your thing.
Do need your more thing, big lady. What?
Need more people like her. But man,
I ain't never heard that term.
Faces,
that baby. Phrase ever in life. But it is hilarious. What? Do your phrase, big lady. Hey, you know they gonna get you for that. Do your thing, big.
Do your thing. You act like I said something derogatory. I wish they would. I wish they would. Because at the end of the day, they should know where I could go and what I could say. I'm bigging up another sister, a queen, an African American female doing her thing. I just big her up in my way. Y'all should appreciate me being unique, people.
It's every single
appreciate the pimping. Appreciate me.
Appreciate me.
It's gonna be one of them nights.
Oh God, yo, my face, my face hurt like I've been in a boxing match, yo, already right now, yo. So I already know where we're going with this.
Oh, we just getting started, man. We just getting started.
But salute to the Queen Jada Turner, yo, for Black owned Boss, man. Yes, that is indeed a really dope concept, and I hope that expands to, you know, include more cities and states, man.
I hope that she in some way or form someone gets the knowledge of what she's doing and don't steal what she's doing, but try to incorporate her into like a national database or a national type feel, so all Black businesses in our nation can get incorporated in her database and she can make it large. You feel me? It's
good, be dope.
That she started, you feel me? Like, because that would make her a billionaire. I mean, just off just big making money, but just the network on top of network on top of network, because you're connecting so many different Black businesses or that would never be able to get in contact with somebody. So you may have a manufacturer up in Maine, you feel me, that's connected with somebody in Florida now that they never been able to talk to, never been able to even recognize or know. But then they want to maybe just support just other Black businesses, and now they got to connect down there, and now they can do business from across the nation. So, I mean, that's a good thing. Hopefully she does get to that level, but while she's just on the state-to-state level on her state, I hope everybody there networks like they need to and keep moving on. Like, that's some big shit.
Yeah, are you? On to another queen doing big things. Black Girl Magic. She owns the wireless carrier and the smartphone. This is coming to us from blacknews.com. It's not every day you see people of color entering the consumer electronics and telecom space. It's certainly not every day that it's a Black woman. 2 years ago, Queen, please don't be mad at me if I mess up this name, but Shamaria Moncrief, an Alabama native, broke the news that she was launching a prepaid wireless carrier, Tessex Wireless Network. Shortly after the news broke, the wireless carrier quickly garnered the attention of various news outlets, and the announcement went viral. Not long after the company launched, the Black Enterprise article reported the company's surprising valuation of $5.9 million. Turns out, Shamaria was offered $4.4 million for her wireless carrier before she officially launched and received $1.5 million in investments. She turned down the sale offer. When asked why she was possibly turned down an offer, she responded, "Before anything, I look at the numbers, so I understand why I was offered $4.4 for a company that I hadn't launched yet. From the wait list and pre-sales, they saw early on what Tessex could be, and so did I. There was no way I was selling off a company I hadn't had the chance to experience yet." So since launching in 2018, she's been quietly building and developing her brand in Montgomery. She talks about how this has been one of the hardest things she's ever done. She didn't stop there, though. In 2020, during the pandemic's peak, she did the unthinkable. She launched her very own smartphone under a second venture, Inspire. Inspire. In a letter to her supporter, she talked about how her 19-year-long dream of hers to have her own smartphone and electronics as her love for tech peaked at just 7 years old. So she got her own, in between Inspire and Tessic, she got her own phone and the actual wireless company to launch it on. So if you're in the Alabama area, look into it. See if it's something that may, you know, be able to suit you or whatever. And man, I think this is dope. So salute to the Queen Shamir Yamacrees. That's pretty damn major. I hope this shit get as big as Verizon, man. Yeah, like that's pretty dope. So go ahead,
that's
Queen.
How it starts.
I'll get the Shamaria phone.
Innovation.
Come on out here to Georgia. I get the Shamaria phone. All right.
Find some Black history there.
Right on. So this next story. Hold on. Let's see what the next story coming to us from NBC News. And it's about a hip hop coffee shop that pays for free therapy one cup at a time. So hip hop artist Christopher Lamarck started healing from decades of trauma thanks to therapy. He decided to help his fellow Chicago residents. A Chicago coffee shop that focuses on mental health wants to make sure its customers have a place to talk about hard stuff. Christopher Lamarck, the founder of Coffee, Hip Hop, and Mental Health, has dealt with trauma for much of his life after being abandoned and abused for a span of 12 years. Lamarck said that he didn't know either of his parents and struggled with a lot of complications, including physical, mental, and emotional abuse for 30 years of his life. In 2018, that trauma caught up to him, and he started crying uncontrollably in a Starbucks in Chicago's Southside neighborhood. "I just couldn't stop, so I went to therapy," Lamarck, a hip-hop artist and performer, told Today's Carson Daly. "After some challenging sessions, my therapist sat up in his seat and said, it wasn't your fault you were abused. And now for the first time, I heard it. I have been feeling like it was my fault, because that's what happens. There's so much shame that comes with being abused." As Lamarck worked through the marathon of healing from trauma, he felt called to help others do the same. So he went home and wrote down coffee, mental health, and hip-hop. Three phrases that symbolize healing to him. So basically, because of those three words, he wrote down coffee because of the mental and emotional breakdown happened inside of the coffee shop. The hip hop saved his life from committing suicide. And he always had a chance to write. So it was like his first form of therapy. And mental health, because in our community, we taught to survive, but we're not talking about it. So I wanted to normalize it. So with that, he opened up Coffee, Hip Hop, and Mental Health, a nonprofit organization where every hip hop inspired drink sold helps fund free therapy sessions for individuals in need. Lamarck said that initially he wanted to sell enough coffee and merchandise to send 250 people to therapy. One woman, public school teacher Faith Overall, was among the first helped by the program. It goes on to kind of give her testimony, but basically this dude is out here selling coffee and stuff and basically giving people free therapy sessions with the money. So that is amazing. Y'all know the partners we hear, we are huge proponents for mental health awareness, seeking out help and professional help with mental health if you're going through stuff. So like, I'm all about therapy. So dope shit, brother Lamarck. I think this is amazing. King, what's his name? Let me get back to it. Coffee, Hip Hop, and Mental Health. And his name is Christopher Lamarck. So out of Chicago, if you go by the coffee shop, please, please, please get that.
If I go to Chicago, I'll take my therapy with almond milk because I'm lactose intolerant.
Indeed, my brethren. Indeed.
And that's the other. And to do anything with milk, that'll be a whole different type of trauma.
Yeah, I don't need no cafe au lait. Give me some cafe with some almonds.
Which is nigga, what? Because I don't like
be a shitty situation.
Oh Lord, yeah, it'll. God bless. This next story comes to us again from NBCNews.com. HBCUs are out here clearing student balances and canceling debt with federal funds. So we talked about another school a while back, but this one is one of the larger ones. This is Clark Atlanta University is wiping out kids' student debt using their COVID relief fund. So they're assisting nearly 2,000 students with account balances. So basically, if you're struggling, go see about this. Because you might be able to, you know, they got the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund from the HBCUs. And with that, you know, go ahead, go check in with your registrar, your people there, you know, see if you can get that help, man. If you're struggling to pay your stuff off, go get that relief. But this is dope. Clock. Come on around. HU, Virginia State, come on around. Come on, do that. Come on, cancel this debt. You don't know how much, boy. Cancel that. Cancel that shiznit. Cancel that shiznit.
Cancel.
But
that face you made.
But cancel it. Stevie J face.
I mean that. Yeah, I really mean it.
But that's dope. So if you went to Clock Atlanta, holla at him. This next one is and this last one really is about a huge queen in the game. The first black female director to debut atop the US box office, Nia DaCosta. Salute to the queen. Her new horror flick, Candyman, is having a spectacular opening weekend. I will be watching that movie, and we will be talking about it on the pod coming up very soon. But, yeah, she is killing it. Really just murdering the game with it. I got some B-roll involving us talking about Candyman that I think I might drop just, you know. Because we was literally talking about this dude the other week, and now number one at the box office, this queen is out here reigning supreme. So salute to Nia DaCosta for being number one at the box office. Just amazing. And Ava DuVernay had come close in 2018 with A Wrinkle in Time at number two, but Nia DaCosta shattering down barriers, and hopefully this type of energy keeps on going at the box office. So Nia DaCosta, salute, hats off. Top
salute.
You doing it, queen.
Salute. And I'm and liking the trailer of the movie. I'm liking how they redid from what I've seen, how they redid the movie, and they just took on the next chapter of it. I'm a candy, like I said in the last time we spoke, I'm a Candyman fan, like horror genre. I'm just a movie buff all around, but with this movie, I love how they redid it.
Right. So yeah, man. Salute to Nia DaCosta. And that is the positive black news that you can use. Hopefully it inspires, hopefully it informs, hopefully it gives you some things to think about. Hopefully it gives you the people to look into. Hopefully, you know, it just sets your week off on a real, you know, positive note. So salute to all of the kings and queens we covered tonight. And yeah, man, thank you, Clark Atlanta University, for wiping out debt for some of these students, man. I know it's really needed. So respect. And that's all I got for the positive black news, baby. Yeah.
Well, what if we...
I don't know why I keep acting stupid.
Yeah, I figure I'd take it to... I don't know what shit. This like me, get goofy. Shit. But this week, I figure I'd take it to something different. You know, I'm a history buff, and I've been thinking about it lately. When the next time comes, you feel me, when... what they're looking at, and archaeologists and whatever they call them in their day are digging up our structures and everything and looking at America as a civilization and just the Americas, what would be our legacy? You feel me? Like, what would be the legacy that America leaves behind? And I think about it, I'm like, I don't know.
I mean, hey, you and Face go first.
I mean, I really don't know. I mean, I know we've had a legacy of valid, a legacy of advances, a lot of technological advances. We're a big military state, hip hop culture. But as far as what legacy we leave behind, I don't know. Like when you look back at Rome and Greece, there's things that monumental things that those cultures left behind. When you look at different African civilizations, the different things that left behind. We look at different South American civilizations and places. Different things left behind, but I don't know like what significant, like major significant things. Like when you look at 1,000 years down the road, and they looking at America, I mean, what you think?
It all depends on who's telling the story, because as you see, you know, they trying to retell the story while we release the truth out as we speak. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on who tells the story. Who will be the dominant source of information in the future? It's the only way I look at it. The way I see it, it's probably going to end up being just like it was, or whatever, like what they continue being, like they're the star-spangled, young, radical, rebellious nation. Don't worry about that, people. He's building a rocket and a Gundam robot in the background, so don't Don't even worry about that.
He called it a good big. Robot.
Happening with the partners. Big things is happening with the partners. I promise you.
Niggas putting together R2-D2
badges. I'm digging for our legacy right now, people. Right now.
You know he keeps saying we come together like Voltron and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga didn't drop Voltron legs.
He'd be riding up the coastline and end up in Virginia in a mechanical top.
Oh, hold on, what you said? What you said?
Hey, you gonna end up riding up to Virginia in a mechanical tiger and shit. Like what?
In a mechanical tiger, nigga. What?
You know?
The hell I'm doing why would I be in a tiger?
Because you always talk about we come.
I'm always talking about coming
together like Voltron.
Oh, we do be coming together.
I mean, like
I could hear, man. That damn Zoom went wonky for a second. I was like, what? Y'all got to excuse us, man. Y'all know our struggles out here in these streets.
Oh, man. Well, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, America and its legacy. Now, if you leave me to tell people about America's legacy, I'm going to tell you it's an extortionist mob ring in the disguise of freedom.
I would say our legacy is going to be one of a lot of what you call it exceptionalism. What you call it when you like excess? It's going to be one of excess. Like they're going to be like, why did they have so much of everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it's going to be like an overabundance of stuff that we don't really need, and they're going to be like, well, what were they doing? Like it seemed like they were just greedy. I feel like that would be our legacy, like of constant consumers, of over consumers. They're going to be like, how many iPhones did these fuckers need? Like,
I got two right now, an iPad.
Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? But they're going to be like, well, they're going to think we have four ears or something. They're going to be like, well, where's the other ear holes?
Other iPhone is like
an iPhone. Because they had to have four, they had to have a lot of ears to be talking on this many contraptions at once.
Yeah, what you
no, bring- my ears are small. That's why I have so many phones and shit. I'm joking.
Yeah, what you bringing up access, it brings up a thought I had last week as I was watching a movie, Idiocracy. I've spoken on this movie before many times.
Classic.
But I was recently rewatching the movie. And in the movie, it's basically a future America or a future civilization of Americans, or whatever you want to call it, humans. And basically, the world is stupid as shit. Everyone's dumb.
That's a surprise.
Yeah.
But if you look at the movie and look at now and just dumb the civilization down by, say, two, they have the same exact problems. Right now, our society is facing a problem with trash and what to do with our trash. Every country has tons and tons of trash they just send in to different countries, you feel me? Trying to get rid of trash and send it back. In this movie, same thing, but trash just ends up getting piled up in one place to the point where they have a trash avalanche that ends up affecting society. You feel me?
They and we got a trash island in the middle of the ocean.
Exactly. You feel me? So that just brings me like, it's not that far-fetched to think this movie shit in our reality, that if we don't do something, or if civilization as a whole don't do something drastic, the next two generations may be there with everyone being stupid as fuck and the president being, oh my God, another reality star.
Face.
Damn,
face.
We were almost there.
Face. First, I'm going to say the future is now. And that just reminded me, because this weekend I went hiking at Mount Trashmore, which is a big hill, a landfill hill they made.
Two things.
It's a real nice park now, though. Ducks and shit.
You went hiking?
Oh, trash ducks.
You went hiking?
Well, not hiking, but you know, like exercise, walking, stuff.
That's hiking, nigga. What's wrong with that? I hike all the time.
Yeah.
The hell are you laughing at, Faith?
The fact that I went, I did some exercise. Said,
yes, nigga. Yes, it is.
I'm trying to live.
Said, I went hiking to Mount Rushmore.
It's not really a big mountain. Say, that it's shit like it's a big ass hill.
You've been walking the garbage.
But it's a really, they turned that garbage into a really nice little park area and stuff.
They turned shit to sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, respect the trashes.
But the future is now, dog. The future is now. Everybody's stupid.
The future really, is now. Everybody's stupid.
Everybody's stupid, man. Everybody is, how I say, consciously stupid. They pick their own particular type of stupid and teach roll with that
dummy. Everybody dummies. You ain't messing with my dummies. They be like, Smooth. What? Can you teach me how to read? No, why?
No.
Can't, because I'm a dummy.
That's why I keep my money in the book.
My money.
God dang book. But yeah, everybody's, the way the capitalist society now, every company is trying to pinch whatever type of money they can out of the society and out of their own business, which is pushing people to work more. And people are so tired from working so much so they can keep up with their lifestyle and everything that they don't really have time to even think.
Yeah.
I mean, really think about it. When do you have like time to really think?
When I'm shitting.
Every time, everything is routine now. I have to catch myself sometimes. You nasty. But I had to catch myself sometimes because everything is robotic.
But I slipped it in there.
Yeah.
Pause.
but I mean, that's real but that pardon real the pun, but that's real shit. That's real, shit. Real shit. That's the only time you can really have like peace. And Lord knows if you have kids or a clingy spouse or some whatever.
Yeah, they both just bust in there sometimes. I be having a lot to do
sometimes. Hey, what you doing? I'm defecating.
Can't get a piece of peace when you're trying to shit.
You know that awesome dinner you gave me?
Defecate.
And if you excuse me.
And may y'all ever just eat peanut butter?
I can't. I die.
Are you allergic to peanut? You're allergic to peanuts?
Yeah. I'm allergic to nuts, but which is crazy because I can.
Can you have almond butter?
I can eat cereal with almond milk and be fine.
Almonds ain't
I don't get it. Thing. Oh, okay. I'm still not eating. No, but it's I might the principle of the thing. I'm not eating them still. It's the principle of the thing. It looks like a duck. Sorry, like a duck. Oh man, but it's not looking too good for America, and I really don't care. I really don't care. It's not my hands. At the end of the day, the citizen here is just gonna look like either they're gonna look like they're dumb, they're gonna look like they're greedy, or they're gonna look like they have worked themselves to no soul. They don't have no time to even think or whatever. They just absorb the media that they feel comfortable with and then roll with the punches, pretty much.
Okay.
Take that shit and roll with it. Huh? My bad.
Man, sorry for sounding all depressed about this and everything, but really, I don't care, man. Really, like
tip of swords.
I don't really know. Okay, can somebody take me back to where we first started?
We're still talking about the future.
What legacy will America leave behind?
Oh, I already said that. Mm-hmm. Excess.
Oh.
That's literally what I was. Yeah, that was me that said that one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's like going off a tangent on your shit or the trash and shit.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Okay, yep. See how I come around, though.
Mm-hmm. Around the motherfucking bed. Shit.
If you want me to rant again, I'll say, round and round.
I got real quick. Three questions. I've been watching Drink Champs.
You said three questions back. You better not talk about no Trick Daddy. What that nigga said, man.
Hell no.
Depends. Fuck, my name is not Trick.
I'm joking.
Yeah, you keep on asking about the Trick Daddy. Said the whole nigga, you gonna be wearing the pin.
That's what Trick Daddy said.
Oh, shit. No, nigga, I said I've been watching Drink Champs. I was watching Drink Champs, and they got a little thing they do on their shit. It's called a little thing called Either or something they call it, but basically that's what I call it. They little Either or shit. So they give you two people or two situations you have to choose between them, and you really don't, you really just can't say both. In their situation, they take shots, but
so you gotta say one or the other.
Yeah, so I mean, in this situation, you gotta say one or the other because we don't drink. So hey, so I'm gonna try to give y'all three questions, and each one of y'all give me an answer and just some support it. Pat.
Oh, I'm scared.
Jay-Z or Andre 3000?
Andre 3000.
Wow.
I love Jay-Z to death, but I grew to love Jay-Z. I always love Andre 3000, and that's probably just the artsy side of me. Ever since I seen him in a dang video where he's a freaking alien going to a damn pyramid to chill and smoke and mess with Big Daddy African chicks, I was sold. But they both in my top 10.
Yeah, right. Okay.
God damn, I said that real fast.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's see. I'm gonna come back to you, man.
Oh, God.
Pat. Smoking or drinking?
Smoking.
Why? Now I know you, so I know you. I know you from your drunk days too. So,
because I'm gonna throw up each time. It is either gonna throw up or going in the bathroom for a good 30 to 45 minutes. And you need to stay out of there for a good hour. Now, forget the 30 to 45 minutes that John Weatherspoon, may he rest in peace, said. Oh, wow. Just leave it alone. Because I don't want you to smell it. I don't want to be embarrassed by you smelling.
What in the hell?
All right, kid. All right,
the show has devolved so much from the very first episode. We are now.
Yes, we have. We're
going to keep this nigga shit.
Keep evolving.
I got one for you, too. Helps my anxiety.
T is married or single?
Married, for sure.
Why?
Because at this point in my life, I don't want to be single. I'm good. I enjoy having somebody that's like my best friend that I can come home to every day and get sex with too. So, yeah. Man, have you asked me the same question at another time, I probably would have had to say single. But since I've been married, like I got married for a reason. Like I was literally ready to be married. I didn't really want to be single though. So, yeah.
Bad. Like that. Okay. Let's see. Pat.
What you say? He owned your ass. What the fuck is you saying?
I'm pointing to you and say, listen, that man is smart.
Nigga, you pointing off the camera. I was like, who the hell is off the camera? Who is he pointing to?
On my side, it looked like I'm pointing to you.
Boy, on the way this shit gonna record, your ass is pointing hella hard at somebody off screen. I don't know who this other partner is, but he's pointing at that nigga hard.
This nigga over here, listen to who?
Nigga, I thought you was arguing with somebody telling him to get out the way or something. I thought it was somebody like coming in your room or like opening the door, like you was like, get out, get out. I don't know what the hell happened. All right. Proceed.
Cheese.
Yep.
Nas or Big Boys from Outkast.
Big Boy all day. He talked more to my southern sensibilities. For one, I relate to him more. I honestly like his music more. Like, he makes better songs to me. Yeah, just a preference thing, really, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I'm spilling water on my dance.
God damn, Sam.
The last one for both y'all. Work. Or have a day off.
Nigga, what? Hold on.
Work a job you love or have a day off.
Work a job I love. Yeah. Yeah.
If I work a job I love, every day is a day off compared to the job I have right now. My God.
Somebody give him his free.
I don't need that.
But yeah, definitely work at a job I love, but
my God, man.
First of all, I tell you what it was. Work somewhere where they make bottom lips, because that water went all through a hole somewhere in mine. What the fuck? God damn. Sorry, Prosper. I don't know what's happening tonight, man. This bottle of water is giving me a lot of struggles for no fucking reason. Oh man. But as I was glancing down from this water, I feel like I looked at the clock. Did you see it?
I think about that time.
Y'all see what time it is?
What you think?
Y'all see that?
No, I need to find my clock. Oh, shoot.
Let me look at my phone. Oh, yeah, it's that time. It's time, y'all.
What time is it? What time?
It's dinner time. Oh, no.
What the fuck you say to me, Pat?
It's hammer time.
Nigga, what?
Dinner time.
What the fuck is
it's happening? Time for the good and fuckery, nigga.
As long as they time for the percolator. But anyway, yes, it's time for the good fuckery.
And please don't ever say twerkulator.
Oh, I said percolator. Because
I know what you said. I was just saying, please don't ever say.
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother made a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was by ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yo, I'm sorry. Whenever I hear percolate, I just think about like all the Baltimore Club sessions at the different parties and shit at college. Yo,
right behind one of those.
Oh man, I'm not gonna say twerkulator face because that would just open up for Tiz to joke me some kind of way.
No, and I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you. Long as you ain't doing the twerkulator. But I did win a percolator contest back in college.
Nah, my back.
I'll fight with that percolator. Boy.
I can't do that. That's not my lifestyle. Nope.
Lifestyle. And it did the life like a beginning, but didn't run a beginning. I'm in the dip,
the
dip,
the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip,
the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip, the dip,
People don't give the Lost Boys the credit they deserve.
What?
We just
the Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys. Renee.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Love you. Every day reminisce for my shorty. The ghetto life is the love that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce by my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty.
R.I.P.
Freaky and this is for my peeps. The Lex Coop the Beamers in the bin. All my ladies in the men. Keep your head up. Feel good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide.
Worldwide.
My bad, Pat. I didn't mean to stay away from
I was having fun.
I don't know what the hell happening right now, but that be high.
My tangent shit.
Podcast, folks. I'm sorry. We struggle.
I'm smoking.
It's one of them nights, man. We gonna get to the good fucker in a minute, but.
It's a slow news week anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, you know, Trick Daddy, like, pretty much ran most of the fuckery for this week, and we already covered that. But there,
you ain't getting laid out.
No.
Hey, Pod Squad people out here. Hey, fellas out here, man. Tell me, man, you let your lady eat you out, man. That the new thing?
It's please Trick Daddy
on or something. Cause
no.
I ain't gonna be able to join y'all. Some of y'all gonna have to leave me behind on that. But you know, maybe I'm tripping.
You call me Spider-Man.
I don't even like taking certain shits. What you was saying?
One day.
Oh man. All right, but there has been
Did you say you got a story you want to tell one day?
You got a story for Patreon on one day. It's only a penny in the store. It's back in them Hampton days, but I can't even mention. I'm about to make up a name.
I don't know. So
back in them nasty face days.
Oh,
there's so many people that could have been back then.
Yeah. So many creative characters. So many templates.
Yeah. No.
Well, folks, I guess we're gonna have to get us some Patreon members at some point. Somebody gonna hear that.
That's some scary sound of stuff.
It did sound sinister.
Yeah, it did, because he had that laugh, you know, that laugh at the end.
One!
Trying to sell it.
Two! Three freaks.
It's funny because I have my face like a puppet.
Right.
Nah, my baby, we selling the bootleg CDs, right? What if a nigga made a bootleg CD and nothing but him making it on Halloween?
Nigga, what? Jalapenos. Making jalapenos. What the hell did you say?
Halloween what? You laughing too fast.
This nigga making Halloween sounds on the CD. Boo. Ooh. It's his voice. It's just his voice.
That's track one.
Somebody you know how people buy them.
People used to buy them ambiance CDs for the holidays. They got the like little scary CDs and shit. That'd be this nigga voice. Boo. Ooh. Ooh. Run, nigga, run, nigga, run.
He's because it's bootleg. I get it. Because it's bootleg, then you got to have to do this exactly. In the audience. You hear this nigga boo and run, nigga. Don't you turn the track two. I told you don't turn the track two.
I'm back.
What is in me?
What in the hell?
Oh, man. This conversation is the fuckery part of the good and fuckery.
I have no idea how we got here, but we here. Yeah, we here now. Don't get scared now. Boo.
I'm gonna bring up some fuckery that I've missed over the past couple of weeks.
Let's get it. Let's get all of the good and fuckery. Let's go ahead and just knock it on out.
Y'all heard about Soulja Boy talking and claiming that he owns Atari?
Like the video game people, Atari?
Atari, yes. The video game people. Atari.
I haven't heard that, but I'm interested to see how he what his logic is here.
You know, he's really into gaming. He got his own console and stuff like that. So he took to, like, he just went on, I believe, on Instagram or whatever, and then starts talking about, hey, I now own Atari or whatever. Immediately afterwards, though, Atari said, nah, we ain't.
They said, we don't know this.
Pretty much. We don't know him. Nah, we ain't. Nah, this is whatever. But they said that they brought he brought this up because Lil Uzi Vert is actually out here trying to look for a planet to buy or whatever. So I got a little deep into it.
Whatever. Yeah, what do you do with a planet?
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, yeah. So since July 29th, this guy pretty much is out here and he is going after this planet called WASP-127b, a gas giant exoplanet. It's like 1.4 times larger than Jupiter and is orbiting a yellow dwarf star, just like ours. So he's going after that, but there's no real way to actually own a planet or whatever.
Why would you want a gas giant? Some shit you can't even land on.
At all.
Did he know that means it's a planet that's made of gas?
Yeah, and then I'm thinking to myself, now they say, you know, he's into space and stuff, which is cool.
You can't be into space if you don't know that what a gas giant is and what you're buying. Like, what the fuck would that be? What use would that do to you?
He just wants the bragging rights of owning a planet, but it makes no sense.
But he didn't want to put a rock in his head too, though. He also put a rock in his forehead, so you know he ain't the sharpest tool in shit.
But it's really a market. What I found out is really an actual market for buying planets. There's people out there claiming that they're like planetary leasers and stuff like that, and
planetary leasers, so you can rent own a planet.
All right, this is what I found. It was an article on Complex or whatever, and it says who is in the business of selling exoplanets, right? So when they brought up what NASA say about it, it says under international law, governments are not capable of granting, recognizing, or enforcing ownership interests in celestial bodies. Even the naming of such objects fall outside of NASA's purview and is the responsibility of the International
Astronomy.
And I used to rap. No, Astronomical Union. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got it though. All right. But
he said, "I hate like have no sound to the word,
no at all." But there's technically no laws that say you cannot buy a planet or whatever. So, on there's online sellers, which is already suspect, such as the Lunar Embassy and BuyPlanets.net.
Buyplanets.net. If that don't sound sketchy as fuck.
Exactly. Offering plots of land and even whole planets for the right price.
From them.
Gotta get Rick Sanchez to help you.
How much commission they making off selling these planets?
That's what I'm trying to find out right now.
100% commission, right?
Gas to.
I'm that's like, you got to, like, what is your overhead? What are you paying for? You ain't got to pay for shit.
You just paying for your offer rate, right?
If so you got an offer. Out on
exactly. You know, like
you do that shit online. Now you're a planet vending machine.
In the office background.
That's stupid. People would do, you can really sell water to a whale.
They said to own land on any planet or moon usually runs somewhere between $24 and $500. B, let's get a planet.
Yo, let's get some land on the moon, yo. Or Mars or something like that, yo. I'm serious as hell, yo. Let's have our own partner's piece of the cosmos. Shit.
That would terraform it.
Outside of the moon.
And then we'll have plants on other planets.
I want to own the backside of the moon to hold that whole side.
Hey man, let's price that shit. That shit in the $24 range. Shit, nigga, we can get that.
See, go over there anyway because it's dark. Shit, let me get the dark shit. Y'all want?
Let me get the dark meat. Nigga, treating that shit like a turkey leg. No, let me get the dark meat.
Mars makes more sense to me. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna get land somewhere,
man, let's get something.
But
$24, planet, nigga, let's get some shit.
But I'm saying like a planet that's light years away. You have a lot of hope in humanity if you're gonna put and invest money in a planet probably none of your descendants.
Oh, ain't nobody gonna never see it. Like the closest you can get to it is a telescope.
And the thing that you're seeing, and every time you look at your planet, the thing that you're seeing is like something from a million years ago.
Yep.
So you better hope
it still like look like that when you get to it.
Yeah, because what you just bought, man, they scammed the heck out of you. Like, if you don't know about light years, they scammed the heck out of you. At least with Mars, you know, you got
whoever bought your internet tonight, Pat, scammed the heck out of you. What the hell?
I sound like a robot?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shoot. What's going on?
No, you good now, but...
Okay.
It's just funny as you talk about scamming, and then your shit go out. I live for the funk. I die for the funk. I live for the funk. I die for the funk. I live for the funk. I die for the funk. Man, be wilding out.
Think it might have been a rainstorm. It's probably the rain.
On my shoulder,
but Adda on the way.
Yeah, Adda wilding out. It was wilding out down here in Georgia.
Is there,
it was definitely doing a number. So
what you say?
I wouldn't be
surprised. What I say? Why is the Adda boy be on the way? You know why is it in Thursday?
Nigga, what slave are you right now? Why is that Thursday?
Why? You know, why is there a thug? And they say, Adam gonna be on the way down here.
Face presents Sleep and Eat 2021. I show does like wasters and thirsties.
Adam is a name that nobody is going to name presents. Somebody. Right now, like that's one of them names that nobody's gonna name anybody in the future.
I ain't gonna front, yo. That's my aunt. That's my aunt. That's my aunt's real name, but that is one.
I'm sorry.
Old name. Like it, you're right. Like ain't nobody around right now being named Adam. Like usually the people named Adam are like already kind of up in age. You know what I mean?
Unless they're being named after somebody probably from their family or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like a middle name or something like that.
Hey, people, you ain't got to carry on their name. Some names is all right.
Hey, Pat, would you fuck with a joke name? Hildegard.
Hildegard.
Like, talk to a girl named
What Hildegard. Kind of name is that? Hildegard.
What is she from? Germany?
Like, right, I was about to say, that sounds like some old Viking warrior princess. Hildegard the Great.
Who? What did Hildegard look like?
Daughter of Odin. Like?
Oh, Hildegard of Olga.
Great Olga. Dane like Beowulf.
What? What's Olga. The catch? What is
ain't
the catch?
No catch? That's their name. Shit.
All right. So what did Hildegard look like?
Hildegard is an African American. She look like whatever you want to. She just ain't got no nickname. You got to call her Hildegard every time y'all go out.
Hildegard. That sounds like a Great Dane. Like you calling your puppy. Hildegard. Come on, Hildegard. Oh, Hildy. Hell no. Fucking Hildegard. Where do you get that name from? That name is horrible.
If she treat me right, face.
Man, you better holler at Hildy. Hey, Hildy, if you out there, come holler at Pat, man. He paying cable bills.
No, I'm not. What you mean?
Never forget, y'all. Never forget.
Yes, forget. Forget.
Yes, forget.
And them cable bills, baby. It's alive. If you go back to one of the original, you didn't ask us, but y'all will see it. He paying cable bills. Y'all better. Hildy. You and Beauregard. Both of y'all. Come on, get it.
I'm going to be one of them. Big booty African chicks from the Nigerian movies gonna hit me up with her name gonna be Hildegard.
Hello,
and then
my
last
name
is gonna be like her last name gonna be like 8 syllables long.
Her name gonna be Hildegard Katsopoulos. She gonna be part Greek like Giannis, and she gonna be as big as Giannis, but she gonna be real pretty.
I was just thinking about my college roommate Joe, one of my college roommates. You might remember him too. The African dude. Remember he lied to us and told us his name was one thing, but his girlfriend told us his real name with the African shit. We was like, what the fuck you lied? Say your name was another shit. We can call you something that ain't even your fucking name. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm trying to think of who you talking about here. The African dude.
This nigga's name was Odiba Wale Ojaya. Yep. There you go. If you out there, you listen. I remember your ass. Yes.
Sure, you call the government name when this nigga, yo?
Huh? Yes, nigga.
And I still don't know who this nigga is.
I still don't know who this nigga is. I remember your motherfucker, nigga.
Oh, the Bobby Dobby. Uchi Wally Wally. Like, why I don't know you, but.
He was like, we was calling this nigga like Kevin or something. She was like, why are you calling him that? That is not his
name.
Like, that is not his name. Oh, what you fucking mean if it's not his name? We've been calling this nigga this for like 6 months. Like he's in there giggling this shit. The fuck we call you giggling? Oh, I didn't know that. Motherfucker, you know your goddamn name. You fucking whatever.
That nigga real name was Tecumseh.
Tecumseh.
Like they'll never know if I tell them my name is Kevin.
Y'all ain't go to no cookouts, did you? But
no, I ain't never break bread with that nigga.
Oh my god.
You're fucking up all the burgers at the cookout.
Thank you, inebriated this week. Boy, he's inebriated.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
you been drinking?
Oh, no. I'm high as fuck.
Oh, I'm about to be like,
I don't drink, no.
I was like, you going to get that shit out? No,
I would never.
We are wilding this week, yo.
Yeah,
that was a good fuckery.
Oh, that was the good. That was all of that. All right. Oh shit.
No, man, yeah. I got other stuff, man.
We wilding this week, folks. I ain't got nothing. Do we have an episode already called WTF?
I think I we know. Do. But dang. This could be WTF too. Wait a minute. Let me go on to Spotify.
This definitely
WTF. WTF. What the fuck?
It's quickly becoming a what the fuck.
Oh, you know what? Got, you know what got me what the fuck this week or whatever? So I digged into my hobby because I haven't been into my hobby for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. And I got this comic book icon right here. Show them right here. Icon.
Does that say Coon Rocket?
No, nah, Icon.
Oh, Icon. I was about to be like, wait, what the hell?
Icon and Rocket. Okay. Icon and Rocket. It's a redo or whatever.
Coon Rocket!
I thought you said Coon Rocket.
He said Coon Rocket, but it's really Icon and Rocket, which is funny because it's about a alien that turns into a black person and becomes a black Superman, basically, in slavery time or whatever.
Oh, shit. That shit did say Coon Rocket!
That's the funny thing about it. Yeah. It's the funny thing about it. All right, so...
Coon Rocket, go! Coon Rocket.
Reginald Hudlin, the guy that he used to be the president of BET back in the day, he put the Black Panther, he had like a Black Panther comic book and he put the cartoon on BET one time or whatever. But he's writing the book or whatever. And I got the second one right. And or whatever. And Icon is in this picture right here and he got the coming out of a burning like plantation mansion, and he got like if the guy in right here, he's the president of the Confederacy. It's like, now I was like, oh, okay, that's what we're going on. What the fuck?
Like Jefferson right. Davis?
Yes, he has Jefferson Davis' head in his hand, and yeah, I was like, all right, rewrite your history, don't you? I was like, okay.
That sounds like a comic Tariq Nasheed would really be into.
I'm pretty sure he's sooner or later gonna look into it or whatever. But it was back in the 90s they had Milestone Media and there was a whole bunch of black comic book just like its own comic book company, like a Marvel and a Image and everything. Basically what I'm trying to do or whatever. And was it Dwayne McDuffie, may he rest in peace, he was one of the main people that pushed John Stewart and Justice League or whatever. But yeah, they created a comic book company and DC had bought it for a moment and now they like doing their own separate thing and like re-bringing them out. And one of the bigger one of the bigger comic book characters is Static Shock because he had his own cartoon from back in the day and he's from that Milestone Media cartoon. But yeah, that threw me off when I saw dude said, yeah, he got like pretty much the president of the Confederacy with his head severed and stuff. I was like, oh, okay. Pretty we couldn't do this like 30 years. Yeah, couldn't do this about 30 years ago.
No, they hey, it will cause you some problems.
Huh?
Who's the best Avenger?
Who's the best Avenger?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. It's so freaking many of them.
Exactly. It's, that's why I asked you.
What universe?
You know.
You're talking about the Marvel MCU or like?
No, he's talking about Avengers. Avengers is just MCU, so it's so many of them, but. The top three is Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America. But it all depends on who's writing them. Whatever. Because me with my Wolverine bias, I could say Wolverine is the best Avenger ever. You know what I'm saying? I could say Spider-Man is the best Avenger ever. Doctor Strange or whatever. But as far as the main people or whatever, Thor, because he has the power or whatever. He has about the same, almost the same amount of strength as Hulk, but he's more level-headed than Hulk. So we could do like tactical moves with Hulk, like, you know, precision, you know, strength and going along with it. Cap because he's a tactical genius or whatever, and Iron Man because he could freaking MacGyver times a million with technology, pretty much, whatever. But like, you can have those three alone and they will do it or whatever. But you know, Hulk is always a favorite or whatever, because okay, technically he got the brains, he just can only use it when he's not pissed off. So he got to tactically figure out when he's going to be pissed off.
So, flip question. Flip that. Who's the worst Avenger?
Oh, is this guy named D-Man. He's a his name is like Demolition Man. He looked like a reject version of like all the characters put together. Like,
his name is horrible. D-Man.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It's like D hyphen.
D-Man. Nah, yes, bro, you ain't coming to none of the Avengers meeting with your name being no fucking D-Man.
I'm showing how much of a nerd I am by.
Hey, y'all, make sure D-Man person come. Nah, I ain't about to be saying no shit like that.
Yeah, he looked like Wolverine and Daredevil at the same time, whatever, like his costume or whatever. And I mean, I don't know. I think he's just like a joke person, but he is the worst. That is
a joke guy.
The worst. Like, can you see this? You see this guy?
What is his power? What is your power when your name is that?
His power is a freaking joke. Wait, let me go.
What do you do special?
All right, these are his abilities. His real name is Dennis Dunphy. D-Man, Demolition Dunphy, whatever. Abilities: skilled aircraft pilot, excellent hand-to-hand combatant.
Oh, I bet he is good with his hands. His name, D-Man.
Superhuman strength, stamina, and durability. So he's basically the same powers that any old random super person would have. But yeah, that is, and he's the worst. He's the worst, not because of like storyline. He's just, his character design is just trash. It's all hell or whatever. And then the next on the list is probably Hank Pym, because Hank Pym is a woman beater, and he's jealous of everybody. And in the comic book, he made Ultron. So he's kind of the worst. It's like a reject Wolverine with no claws as D-Man, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the best Avenger is definitely Doctor Strange now. I used to think it was the Hulk, but in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I like Doctor Strange the best. As far as the worst Avenger, D-Man is definitely up there to me now. I ain't know who the hell he was before tonight, but that's pretty fucking bad. I don't think I know enough of them to like say the absolute worst, but if I had to go off of those that I know, then I'd probably say, the MCU version of Quicksilver, because that nigga was only in there for like a scene. He's out.
Oh God, yeah.
God, I'm up out of there, so yeah.
Oh, that's about
they
right.
They murked his shit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Faster than her, boy. I ain't let that nigga breathe. Get your ass up out of here. You want to be quick? Let you die quick.
Ain't no goddamn sense. Well, I will say I like Ultron in that movie because he was a sarcastic son of a bitch in that movie.
It wasn't
like the Robo Avengers Tony movie. Stark. Yeah, but just a tad bit more sarcastic. Like he can be like a Big Bang Theory sarcastic. Like,
I've never watched that show.
I've seen like a couple of episodes. Like, really, no. All right, like The Office. The Office sarcastic.
I like The Office.
Like, if Jim was an evil villain or whatever.
If you're the white, Ultron. He was.
Yeah, the white is hilarious. Dwight. Shreed. But the actual actor of Dwight, I think he a jerk or something.
But, oh, for real?
Is yeah, I think he. Yeah, I heard some. I heard I some crazy that. Stuff.
I could definitely I heard see some that.
Crazy stuff about him, and like I don't know.
I can see that. Like,
but.
He looked like he might have like a messed up attitude. Like he might have to check his ass all the time.
Random question.
Ask
random it. Question for y'all.
Ask it. If what else we gotta do?
If y'all mainstream artists, y'all always wanted just to see someone see battle. Mainstream rap artists that y'all just wanted to see them go in on somebody one day. May have already seen them.
I'll let you go first.
I'm thinking, wow, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually tough. Oh, I got you. DMX. Because I used to hear about him and Jay-Z going back and forth and shit. So I always wanted to see, like, what would happen if he battled. Especially mm-hmm. as aggressive as he is, because like who gonna pocket check DMX?
Yeah, like that's one of those situations where you're gonna need more than just bars to go against a personality like that.
Man, what that nigga go against the Saga or something and get the praying in the ring? He fuck around, have Saga in that bitch about to cry.
Catch I'll put you in the body bag and pray for you.
I mean that.
I'm gonna say Andre.
That would be different with him as a battler.
That'd be kind of crazy, but I can see it. I can see it. It'd be like,
I can see him daylight type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like daylight now, you mean? Or daylight taking dumps on stage and getting naked on Total Slaughter and shit?
Not yeah. taking dumps. Not taking dumps. Not taking dumps.
I'm talking about with the, but even like the way he flowed back then. Like his flow ain't the same right now.
More now.
Okay, I can see that then. Yeah, I can see him.
I can see that
a loaded Lux type pocket, but a little more digestible because he's not as overly intricate. Just because.
And then it would be on beat. It would be on beat. That's the
thing. Yeah, he have a good cadence.
You know what I'm saying? He would have the most awesome cadence.
Nigga might come out there with a guitar.
Nigga be up there battling people. So I was like, and then heaven and that. That man in heaven hit it. He be made a whole damn gonna, hit. That should be a hit.
He gonna say the most simple URL but complex, like most simple but complex bar or whatever to kill somebody. It's like, wait a minute, what he say? No, I know what he said, but what he say? I love what you are.
I know what he said, but what he say? I heard him, but did you hear him?
This sounds like what people, what black people describe something to really describe it. I mean, I know you heard me, but did you hear me?
I mean, I saw him, but I ain't seen him.
Did you look? I mean, did you look?
I'm sleepy, but I ain't sleepy.
I mean, I'm hungry, but I ain't hungry.
I'm always hungry. I'm sure I got a tapeworm or something. Fuck you, Nick. Try to slip them little shades in on the slide, nigga. Fuck you. I'm not fat. I'm pleasantly plump.
I have no plump skeleton.
Baby Kids was a classic.
My kids about that shit.
Forget it, man. What other crazy questions you got?
For he ain't having.
I know you got like a million that you want to set me up for. Let's let the people have it.
Oh shit, okay.
I'm afraid.
Hold on, what? What's about to happen? What's about to happen?
You need it there.
You know, like Face's hobby is putting me in predicaments. So I said, you know what? Let's let the people have it, man. What kind of crazy questions Face got for me? putting it out there.
I give you a scenario.
First question. When did your Wi-Fi get worse than face?
Oh my God, I don't know. It's raining around here.
Well, that shit is.
Am I still sounding a robot?
Is raining interference?
Am I cyborg still?
No, you don't went back to human again.
I'm ready.
Scenario. All right. You, your brother, your sister on a raft. They fall off the raft. You can only save one. Who you save?
I love them both, man.
You better try to think about who actually listened to this podcast.
Whoever listens.
Better figure out who will actually hear this shit.
Oh shit!
I gotta save my sister. I gotta save my sister just off of just cause. I think my brother would agree with it. I think if my brother was put in the same situation, he would leave me in the goddamn water for the sharks. Because I think we would still have that. I don't know. You're gonna call me up and be like, bro, all this stuff I designed for you, bro.
Oh, you know he gonna be in the comments. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that. Oh yeah. Hey, I ain't had nothing to do with this. I ain't had nothing to do with this, little bro. It's all
he knows.
All
he knows here. He knows who I pick. Have to.
Oof.
That's tough. Oh man.
That is tough, damn. Ooh,
then I think my dad
shit in the Padawan household. Scary.
Yeah, then I think my
they tell the next family get together.
Pick that too. I'm sorry. I'm gonna text them. I'm gonna text them right now. Look, man, they told me to pick.
They ain't do shit. That's face. I'm over here just listening and enjoying, like the rest of the pod squad. Don't you put me in that shit?
Oh God. All right, what
little bro, that won't mean that was all.
We going Star Wars versus Spaceballs.
I did not see that coming. I just knew he was gonna say Star Trek or something. I think it said Spaceballs. Pause all of that. Nigga, what? Beg your pardon?
Let me all right. If he would have said Star Trek, I would have said Star Wars, because I think I don't know, Star Wars appealed to me more than Star Trek. But since he said Spaceballs, pause, I'm gonna say Spaceballs, pause, because that shit was hilarious.
That is a funny movie, yo.
Bing, bing. It was hilarious.
Bing, 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 space, bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
And the nerd world is going to be mad at me because I lived in Portsmouth and in a single black mother household. And we got cable, and I seen Spaceballs before I saw Star Wars. So I was like, what are they joking on? And that's how I found out about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got one for y'all. Media Man or Blank Man?
Media Man. Oh, you mean funny? Funny? Blank Man. Blank Man, I think I like Blank Man more funny-wise.
He just said
superhero is better.
Oh, which superhero better? Oh, Media Man, because he actually got fucking powers. I don't want no nigga that be nothing on himself sure enough to try to save me. Just, no, I ain't got time for this shit. Man, I need somebody who got some powers, man. Come lift this bus up off my leg, man. I ain't got time for you to be over there looking at the reporter.
He attached a boot. He attached a boot to a portable fan.
Throwing flashlights
and
Altoids cans and slinkies and shit at people. I ain't got time for this nigga rig shit. I need somebody who will come in here with some heat vision. Some super string, some cool breaths, like some shit that can actually
nigga red Batman.
Go over there getting your ass with your old contraption. Getting this shit beat out of you in some Batman. Old 1940s pajamas with the ass out. You got time for this shit.
We got a great value Batman out here with some, with his long johns on.
Now, front of your movie, definitely Blank Man, but on some real life, who the better superhero? Man, what? Like just imagine that, not in movie context, but you actually in an emergency and need some help, and this Negro comes rolling up on you with an old washing machine, talking about it's a robot. And he talk, like you be to kick this ass. Like that's like, think about that. Blank Man is literally just the crazy dude from the gas station, dude. That's all he the crazy dude from the gas station that actually found some shit and put it together and actually made it. He actually made it into some shit. That's who that is. That is him. Let me hold $2 nephew.
That's how old that washing machine was. I'd never seen that washing machine like that, and he made it into a robot.
But can you imagine that though? You need some help, and that's who come rolling up. Like literally, like say you that lady who got y'all remember a couple years back, the lady had got like stuck with the subway, was like had her pinned to the tracks or something like that in New York. It was like she had slipped between the track and the train, and the train had like pressed her, so she was like pressed, and like all of them people in the subway, it was like a thousand people got off the subway, and they started pushing the train. They were able to push the train off so they can get her out.
Oh, that was in China. Okay. Yeah, that was like in China.
All right, so in China. I don't remember, but I remember seeing that video. Now, imagine that video, right? But imagine you the person that stuck with the train, and it's not 1,000 people there. The train empty that day. Everybody at home. Something happened. But you got to call out for the superhero, and they put out the signal in the air, like the bad signal, and in swoops. Who do you want to see? Do you want to see Media Man actually flying in for real, busting through a wall, showing you he's strong as hell, lifting the train off you with one hand? Or you want this nigga rolling up to you with a washing machine robot? I was like,
let me talk into my crotch real quick. I need mind help. You. Come on, J5.
Mind you.
More power.
And he throwing boots and slinkies and shit at you.
Mind you, if Media Man do fly in, he gonna fly real low.
This Negro is throwing slinkies and spatulas and oven mitts and shit at you, old Doc Martens. Nigga hitting you with salamis on a string, talking about they nunchucks. Like, think about what we talking about here, dude.
Hey, and then Media Man comes in. He comes in flying like 1 foot off of the ground because he's afraid of heights, and then, you know, pushes it out of the way.
I don't care. But he can push that shit off me. This other dude coming in there, he ain't gonna do nothing but sit there and start throwing his little house, throwing pots and pans and shit at this train. Like, nigga, get this off of me. J5 ass gonna be the fell off the edge of the little platform and gonna be stuck on the rails. He ain't gonna be no good to nobody no more. He ain't gonna be able to do nothing. He gonna be to argue with his older brother, so he ain't gonna have no backup. So now it's just gonna be him.
I can't wait for Media Man versus Blank Man.
Bro, Media Man would kick Blank Man's ass. not in the comedy box office.
Oh, Freddy Krueger versus Candyman.
Freddy Krueger, absolutely. One got to be called to come. The other one can just pop up anytime he wants to in your dream. He feel like he ain't got to call shit. He just come pull up on you.
Yeah.
I like that direct approach a little more. So, yeah, Freddy Krueger. What say you, Pat?
The way you explained it, yeah, that kind of beats, that kind of trumps that. Or whatever.
All right. The bitch from Carrie or Jason Voorhees?
I'd rather deal with the bitch from Carrie. Jason Voorhees, he's incredibly strong. I can at least shoot that bitch.
Yeah, Jason Voorhees don't die.
In the head.
Jason Voorhees don't die. That
he don't die. I can shoot that bitch right in the head.
Please, I can shoot that bitch.
Right? Or right in the head. Second Amendment.
You've been thinking about that. I can shoot that bitch.
I'm sorry.
What'd she do to you, Pat?
What?
Who hurt you?
Nothing is about survival.
Who Jason hurt you? Pat? You can tell us. Blink twice if you're not okay.
If I pick Jason Voorhees, guess what? It would be but Carrie, gosh. No. Bye-bye.
This is true. Can't argue.
Had a one.
We going bigger stoner movie. How high? Friday.
How high?
That is
for stoner movie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how high?
Okay.
How now you talking about now? If you're talking about the better of the two movies, right? But
oh, no, we going like, different categories. Same two movies, different categories. Best stoner movie. We y'all say how high? Best cult classic.
Friday.
I'm gonna say Friday's how high because I feel like Friday is not as a cult movie. It's like a commercial success. Like that movie was a big movie. Period.
That's true.
I feel like how it was like not a lot of people really went to go see it when it first dropped, and then like through the DVD and the replay, people started, you know, you get high to it and people started finding little intricate little Easter eggs and stuff in it, and then it became like a thing. But I feel like Friday just always been a big movie.
I feel like at first it was like a cult classic though.
Who, Friday?
Just in the beginning. In the beginning, mm-hmm. And then it grew, like after a while, like whatever. But
I can agree with that. I can agree with that because I feel like when it first came out, it wasn't that popular. But the more and more it stayed out, the more the younger generation started looking at it, and more weed became more like mainstream, and especially with the West Coast culture and Ice Cube and everybody and knowing about him and trying to do his catalog and everything else. Especially with once that movie came out, the last movie that came out with them niggas, N.W.A. When that came out, a lot of people was going back and watching that movie. You feel me? So it gave people another look or some other stuff he did. So I believe it became more popular. But it started out as a cult classic, but it just came. It became mainstream. It became more commercialized. Where now it's on TV. They both on TV. You feel me? Like a lot, but you'll see Friday on TV or multiple channels all the damn time because it's so commercialized, really.
I think it started off that way, and then just now is definitely like a mainstream classic just over the years or whatever. And how high is still like a cult classic.
We're going to have to look that up at some point. But I feel like Friday, when it dropped, like it was a commercial success. Like I feel like cult classic mean like it wasn't a commercial success, but it became a success like after the movie was out because people over time started to like get into it and stuff. But I don't know. Maybe Friday didn't do as good as I thought it did or something. Maybe I have revisionist history.
I don't know. I could be wrong too. Whatever, because I just looked at it at the time. I don't know. I'm looking at it as like, just I only knew the black people in my school knowing about it, but whatever. Everybody else, if they were like white, they just because they hanged around the black people, but they didn't. They were outside of the culture. They didn't really know nothing about Friday, or whatever. But that was just like at my school at that time. So I don't know. I'm just going at it like.
I don't know what the hell the white folk in my school was doing at that time. I can't remember.
Last two questions. Okay. All About the Benjamins or Janky Promoters?
Oh, All About the Benjamins.
About the Benjamins, yeah. I only seen Janky Promoters once.
That movie was, I love that movie. 15, a 30, a 37, a 38. 45-47. See, man. See, Mr. Sherman, you keep messing with me. I'm going to fuck around and have to go around there to Dwight. Dwight who? Dwight around your lips. That movie was funny as hell.
Last question. Best movie franchise. Die Hard franchise.
Indiana Jones franchise. Oh, that's
for
hard
me. For me, that hard because I ain't really care about Indiana Jones like that.
But
Die Hard 2 was my shit. No, hold on. Which one is it with Samuel L. Jackson? Whichever one that is, my shit.
That's Die Hard
2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but which one? Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. Whichever one that is my favorite. But I like Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yo, Kaye.
Yippee-ki-yo, motherfuckers.
I think it's number two.
No, it's number three, because number two got there was some other shit.
Oh, Die Hard with the Vengeance. Is that the one with Samuel? But I like the first and the second one. The first one and the second one are like my favorite.
I'm especially not mad at it. The first one was definitely dope.
The one that he's jumping out saying yippee-ki-yo, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, whatever the fuck.
You mean every one of them? He said that in every one of them.
The first time. I remember the first time it like he jumped out of a window and started.
Oh, the first time he said yippee-ki-yo, kaye, that was in the very first movie. He was in that vent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But even though Indiana Jones is a childhood favorite for me, man. I wanted to be Indiana Jones. I wanted to travel the world. I still want to.
I wanted Indiana Jones where you can swing from shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely thought Indiana Jones was cool as a kid, but it wasn't because I had seen the movies. It was because I had seen like all of the
history,
like the highlights about it, and you know, cartoons and other shows with like play off of, you know, the movie. And then of course the big scenes from those movies were always like played on stuff, so you would always see them. So like, but I didn't really watch an Indiana Jones movie, I don't think, till I was an adult.
I watched it as a kid, like, I watched it as a kid. I think action movies and cartoons, like, kind of raised me on that media side of it.
Two or three and watch all the Indiana Jones movies back to back to back. Football and shit, so.
Man, in my head,
They're making another one?
Yeah, this is like the sixth one now.
Right now.
It's like the sixth one. It's like Indiana four Jones originals.
They're gonna be swinging around in a fucking wheelchair by the time they start.
Holy shit.
Let that man go to sleep.
Harrison Ford.
It is time for him to retire. Harrison
wasn't bad though. I fuck with that Christmas stuff. Jump for the Christmas stuff. Should I fuck with that?
I didn't see that one, but I heard a lot of people saying, like, well, a lot of indie fans saying that they didn't like that one.
But with Indiana Jones, so hard.
If you're a pure Indiana purist and you just want to see it all about him, you ain't gonna really like it because it stretches away from just the ancient shit and it's more looking like belief in aliens and shit like that with the technology he found, the crystal skull, shit like that, and the Mitchell Hedges skull and shit like that. You feel me? Like, it's more like you can delve into more just that other realm type in our type of reality shit instead of shit like the ancient history and the old shit from the side. So I can understand it like that. And plus he had his son and his a couple of people back from the old movie. But of course his father couldn't be in because the dude passed away. So I mean, people get old. But it was a good movie to me.
Indiana Jones is like Doctor Strange with no powers. Like all his stuff is like into like mystical art. Like it starts off with like army, World War II stuff, and then you find out whoever he's fighting against and whatever Nazi he's fighting against is messing with some old supernatural stuff, or he in some crazy island and it's a death cult that he get captured by or whatever, but
he always been hanging around thuggy. To come say at the burger factory.
Call the thuggy.
Tecumseh was the one that kidnapped that chick and brought him to the death cult. Yep. He was the guy that was taking the hearts out and making burgers out of the hearts and then giving it to the demon and stuff.
I know what Tecumseh did to heart.
Comes and put dick in
heart. Who was the best James Bond, man?
Who was the best James Bond?
Yeah.
I don't know. The
I would say Connery, but I don't mind Daniel Craig either.
Yeah, that Daniel Craig is my dude.
He's actually pretty decent. Yeah.
I like all his new Skyfall, Casino Royale, the one Solace, whatever.
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace. And the video game was dope. Video games were dope.
Oh, this is good,
yeah. Yeah, 007 definitely sparked the whole revolution. But I didn't like Pierce Brosnan as Bond, though.
The main reason I like Indiana Jones because I took Harrison Ford out of that movie and put myself in that movie or whatever. I was like, what? I get to learn stuff and get rich off of finding stuff and save bitches. Yeah. And then there was that one scene where that dude was like flipping all the swords or whatever. And then he was like, nah, forget this. Bam. And just shot the dude.
That was
Yeah. It looked like it.
The original scene was supposed to be a sword fight between Harrison Ford and the other dude. It's going to end up taking 2 days. Harrison Ford was like, man, why don't we just shoot this motherfucker again? He's like, all right, bye. And moved toward the booth.
Yep. The way Indiana Jones handled that situation is the way I would handle Carrie.
Bam.
That's stabbing me with no glass with your mind.
Yeah, that's all the face questions, man. That thing I got for you. Any black business this way to be?
That was another good face question. And I don't have none this week. Other than the partners. So go support rtradeclothing.com.
You know, rtradeclothing.com. Say it one more time. rtradeclothing.com. A-R-T-R-E clothing. That's me. A-R-T-R-E clothing.com. Come check us out. New R-Trade joggers out. New R-Trade hats out. New R-Trade hoodies, long sleeves. You know, we still got new partners merchandise coming out as well. Merchandise. I know it's not the season for beach, going to the beach, but if you do live on the West Coast or in a warm climate all year round, live in the beach, I got beach towels too. So R-Trade beach towels. We got new socks out. We do have some socks inspired by my kids that just put out too. So go check those out. Some of their designs have been incorporated onto our designs here on rtradeclothing.com. So come check us out, man. Promo code. Check it out. Go to our social media. Find it.
Find that promo code and get some merch.
I'm going to get one.
Well, like that bucket
83
hat.
Hood.
Yes. Yeah, bucket hat kind of fire too. But yeah, man, support the clothing, man. Support three black brothers just trying to make it, man. You know, Face been putting a lot of work on these, man. So go ahead and get you some gear. Ace snap, rtradeclothing.com. Pat, if they want to get in touch with us offline, man, tell them how they can do that, man.
At THEPODNAS. That is the TikTok, the Twitter. That's the Instagram. You know what I'm saying? You can put it up on Facebook in the search there. We're there two times. Tiz, Face Pat, all the partners, and the partners.
Yep. However you want to do it. And if you can't remember all that, just go to thepartners.com, man. If you want to support financially, buymeacoffee.com/thepartners. Patreon.com/thepartners. You can sign up for memberships, or if you're at buymeacoffee.com, you can donate for as little as $1. Help support three black brothers who are really trying to make this their full-time job at some point, man. As little as $1, man, you know. If you want to send us a cash app, that's at $PartnerTears1. And that's pretty much it, man. Support. We had fun this week. This has been just it's probably been the least structured show we've ever done. But, you know, sometimes, man, you just kind of let just fly by the seat of your pants and just keep
going,
man.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Just kind of get out of the bullshit. So we have fun. Oh, what you said?
Always.
What you said?
This wasn't the least structured by far. We've had one or two that were just like, whatever. So we still had fun. You know, we still had fun. Our viewers still had fun. And that's the most important part. You feel me?
Indeed, man. So join some of these conversations because Face definitely asked some wild shit tonight. And yeah, man. We love y'all.
Keep on asking.
We'll see y'all around.
Keep on asking.
We got some pretty good videos coming this week. Especially if you missed the live show Sunday. We got some cool shit that's about to be dropping this week on that. Fantasy football vlog that is going to be starting, I believe, Friday night. We're going to do a Friday or Saturday night. We're going to do a draft where I go through and show y'all who my keepers are. I'm in a dynasty league, so we're going to go through and let y'all come in and live, give me some advice on how to set up a draft board. And then Sunday is the live draft, so I'll be going live for that. Where y'all will help me draft the squad this year. I've named my team the Podners. And this is my pay league, so I do want to win this league. So, you know, come through, give me some good help. Let's debate on who we think should be starting at running back, all that good shit. And, yeah, man, holla at your boy on that. As always, we'll be going live on Sunday, 9:30 Eastern time. Last week's show was a doozy. There was a whole lot going on. Fuck with us, man, because we fuck with y'all. And New York fucks with each other. peace out, y'all. Love y'all. Pod squad out. And this is Tiz, one third of the Podners, along with
the other third of the Podners, the Padawan here. Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to my stick girl, Lily. And on dramatic pause, we're going to go right over to Face Mob. Hey.
You know. Peace out. Thank y'all for coming in. Face out this place.
100 Hey, Stevie J Face.